Let's get to it. It's 10:50. It's Friday. Brought to you by Bob's Steak and Chop House. It's the Meatheads of the Week, and here is your presenter, Norman Hotcakes Hitzkus.
We may have a few that will tickle you this morning. Let's start in New Jersey with a Guatemalan citizen.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. The Meathead nominee is Jacobo Leonel Oriana Estrada. First of all, when you know a person's four names, they're generally in trouble.
And the first is Giacomo?
Jacobo.
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 Okay.
Jacobo Leonel Oriana Estrada. He's a Guatemalan citizen who's now headed for three hots and a cot for some time in America. He arrives at the Newark Liberty International Airport. We're starting to slip in these things we're proud of. It's now the Newark Liberty. That could also be a nominee for Meathead of the Week, because I've been to Newark several times. I never,
No.
I never got the feeling of liberty when I got to Newark, okay?
All right.
Okay. So how does Jacobo wind up in prison when he arrives in the United States? Well, he gets there, and of course, customs people are going to search, you know, a fair number of things, especially non-U.S. citizens coming to the United States, things like that.
Okay.
Okay. So they decide to search his luggage and find what appeared to be six single-layer cakes in his luggage.
Okay.
You have the right at this point to ask, what the hell is a guy doing flying six cakes?
I was not asking that, no.
No, you weren't.
It's going to be on the plane for a while.
Yeah.
They're nice chocolate cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Chocolate-covered cakes.
Cake is forever.
Boy, that is right, Mike.
Yep.
See?
Problem is, it felt fairly heavy.
Okay.
And then the officers looked a little further into it, and they were actually more than 1 pound packages of heroin. What would that be worth? What is 7 pounds of heroin worth?
Let's ask the expert.
Mike?
I don't know anything about heroin. Okay?
Okay.
Chocolate. Well, there's a horse expert around here. Come on.
Chocolate-covered heroin.
Where might we ever find that again?
Yeah, well, we'll never hear that again. Hear that ever, ever again.
He's pleaded guilty to possession with an intent to distribute more than a kilogram of heroin, and he awaits sentencing that could be a maximum of life in prison.
So, is the heroin like wrapped up and baked in the cake, or is the cake made of heroin like you have like a marijuana cookie or something?
Yeah, it's like from what I understand, it's a heroin, and then it's just covered with chocolate to make it look like a cake.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
I'm seeing a pound of heroin is worth a lot of money.
What is
right.
My math is saying $90,000.
$90,000? So 7 pounds. Two-thirds of $1 million.
Nice.
Dang. Whoa.
That does appear to be the case.
A lot of cake.
Now, do you still eat the cake?
Well, I guess you can eat the frosting.
I think he's saying there's not a cake, Donovan.
Oh, it's frosting, though.
It's but just you can frosting.
It's a brick of heroin with frosting around it.
But see, they need to just put it in the cake. Make it a cake. And then when you slice into it, bam, there goes the heroin.
Then customs is going to be like, it's just six cakes. Nothing
right.
to see here.
Right. Nothing to see here but cake.
I don't know, man.
That's all I'm saying. Come on, Jacobo, whatever your name is. Be smart about this thing. Continue on.
All right. Nominee number two has the significant name of Amber Schmunk, who's 28 and from Fredonia, Wisconsin.
Okay.
We don't get any Wisconsins.
No, we don't.
Here. Okay? But we're going to have back-to-back Wisconsin meetings.
Yes. Yes. Jeez, right there.
Okay, yes. Amber Schmunk, charged with recklessly endangering the safety of a child. Oh, boy. Doesn't that open your mind? Okay, what did she do? She is spotted driving down the street with a plastic swimming pool on the top of her car.
Okay.
And her 9-year-old son in and on the plastic pool.
He's just splashing around. She's going down the street. Wow.
Witnesses said at one point they did see Schmunk pull over, take the child off of her minivan, and then also wedge the pool inside her vehicle. And then she drove on to her sister's house where she dropped off the pool. But that doesn't keep them from also having seen her going. Now, here was her explanation.
She was in the carpool lane.
She decided.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Why is mom not laughing?
Whoa. That was a joke specifically for you.
Blake, I think our connection has got
an issue. And you didn't stop down and have a hearty dad joke chuckle at that?
Oh, my God, Jer. The car pool lane.
Yes. That was a joke for one.
He did that for you.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Wow, I love to go to hear that laugh again either.
You will not ever gloss over anything like that again.
Amber Schmunk said she decided to put the pool on top of the minivan, but then realized she had no way to strap the entire pool down. So she had her child climb onto the roof and hold it down while she drove. The child was 9. She did say that she was able to strap her child to the pool.
How? She can strap her child to the pool, but not the pool to the van.
That's why she's a smunk.
Is this the only reason you did that story?
No.
So you can issue that
last
line?
But I do like the name.
I know you do.
She's a schmunk. Okay. Next, let's stay in Wisconsin. And I'm not sure this is a meathead.
Yeah.
Because I could see this happening. I could see this happening to Mike.
Okay, all right. I'm curious.
Maybe one of us. Okay.
Just Mike.
The person in this story is Jeremy Van Ert.
No relation.
E-R-T. No relation. Jeremy Van Ert. He's 38 years old. He told officers, that's the first red flag. He told officers he was shopping at the Quick Trip store Tuesday night in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks, Tyson.
And that he'd gone inside the store's cooler when employees closing up for the night then locked the cooler not knowing he was in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So, what's the crime here? The poor fellow gets caught. The place is locked, and he's locked in the cooler. At 5:50 the next morning, after they've opened in the morning, a customer says to the manager, "Hey, I think there's a dude in your cooler here." The manager opens the cooler, and Jeremy Van Ert runs out.
Okay.
Okay.
No crime here whatsoever.
Well, he's now been cited for retail theft for not paying for the 18-ounce bottle of Ice House beer he had during the night and 3 cans of the malt beverage Four Loko while he was locked in the cooler. Well, you're locked in the cooler for the night. You got to knock down something, don't you?
And they press charges for that?
Yeah, that's the meathead.
Yes.
The meathead is whoever charged him.
Absolutely.
And by the way, they say he also knocked over a stack of boxes, which destroyed 3 cans of beer.
3 cans? You know what? Man. Yeah, they're the meathead. I applaud this dude for just doing that. Because if I'm locked in that store all night long, you're going to have more than three cans destroyed.
He had to keep his warmth up.
Just one question here. I think this guy got caught in the cooler intentionally.
No, not if he's...
He intended to be in there all night.
But not if he only downs like two or three cans of beer. If you're intentionally doing that, you're going for broke.
I agree. All right.
Coolers are colder than the rest of the world, so yes, I'm going to say no. I think it's a pretty clear line that you wouldn't want to be colder.
Right. Now, caught in the store locked up, that's one thing.
Totally different
inside
thing.
Inside the cooler, yes. I'm with TC.
Because it's colder than the outside world.
And who likes being cold, huh?
No one.
Our final meathead of the week is Terrion Pouncey.
Uh-oh, you cleared your throat before you said it. This has to be something.
He's in Christ Hospital recovering from injuries from a robbery gone bad.
Okay.
Eric, first of all, he's pulling a robbery on a place at 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, come on, man. How much money could be there at 6 o'clock in the morning? Anyway, he goes to the Maxwell Street Express, okay? And in Maxwell Street, he pulls a gun and demands cash from two employees. Pressed the gun to one of their heads. One of the employees, at the time, was passing a bucket filled with grease over the counter.
Okay.
Suddenly the gun appears. He says to his partner working, give him the cash. Just give him the cash, okay? They don't want any problem. They don't want a gun. Okay, so in doing this, the grease spills. The cash goes everywhere. Terrion Pouncey scrambles to pick up a bunch of small bills and runs out of the building. As he exits Maxwell's Street Express, which, amongst other things, is a hot dog stand.
Okay.
As he exits at 6 o'clock in the morning, he had stuffed the gun in his waistband, and as he did this, he pulls the trigger inadvertently. Guess what he hits?
I don't know.
His own hot dog.
His own hot dog? Not the one he stole?
Not the one he stole.
His own hot dog.
The one he was genetically given.
He shot himself in the ding-ding.
Yes.
Mmm.
That's one of the best treats the world gives us is people who shoot themselves in the ding.
I do wonder who's the first person that said, man, this waistband with this gun pointed right at my junk is a perfect place to hold my gun.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that where, not exactly where he shot himself, but wasn't that Plexico Burris's place?
Right. He shot himself in the leg.
Shot himself in the leg.
Thinking that's really not a convenient place.
No.
Really, a lot of things could go wrong. Not a lot of things can go right, but a whole lot of things can go wrong.
Well, this one didn't go right. The employees give chase. They realize this guy's wounded. And he goes across the street, and that's as far as he makes it, okay?
I'm surprised he made it across the street.
Yeah, me too. Realizing he's in significant pain, across the street he collapses, basically, and they scoop him up. His first stop is at the hospital. His next stop is going to be the Hooskow.
He shoots himself right there, and he has to still go to jail.
Jesus! Yeah, there's no report on the significance of the injury. Whether it was just a
tip. Yeah.
Okay.
That was perfect.
Okay, the meathead of the week
is stealing hot dogs and shot himself in his.
Yeah.
It's karma coming to bite you right in the ass.
He's robbing a hot dog stand at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's not smart.
What do you think? The till is just overflowing with bucks at that time of day?
I know. Rob a coffee stand or something. They'll have a little more money than the hot dog stand at 6 a.m.
I hate to say this, but Starbucks is going to have some bucks at 6 in the morning. Mm. I don't want to talk to them, but
you just did, but I understand what you're saying.
Anyway, my apologies to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Okay, the meathead of the week is the heroin cake guy, the mom charged with endangering her child for having her 9-year-old son lie on top of the minivan trying to hold down a plastic swimming pool.
That's a good one.
Yep. The guys who charged the guy locked in the cooler all night with a retail theft for not paying for the stuff he drank during the night. Or the hot dog man. It may well be missing a dog by now.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
All right. Mike.
Hot dog man wins the meathead. The fast fingers of Jeremy Moran win the day.
Yes, he does win the day. All right, Strong.
I'm grabbing the dog.
Oh,
jeez.
TC?
I will take the mad mom in the minivan.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
But it's meatheads of the week, and he shot himself.
In the meat.
What does that mean?
Dead.
No, Sam,
what?
I can't believe it.
Excuse me?
Wow. Working blue today at Texas Motor Speedway. Norm.
Meat.
I meant he had an accident. I don't know what you're talking about. Norm?
Well, I think there are two really deserving people. I think the hot dog man gets the prize. But Amber Schmunk was a real competitor.
Well, she was.
Yep.
To put a 9-year-old on top of a minivan in a swimming pool.
Down the pool.
I strapped down the kid, but I can't strap down the pool. She's an idiot. She's the idiot of the week. All right. Thank you, boys. Thank you, everyone. 11-12. We'll come back with the picks of the poll next.